This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you considered the nonsense of the left when it's presented as a whole? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where we merely showcase what the left does and let you make up your minds. I will tell you, my opinion of anybody who proclaims himself to be a Democrat is that you are sick in the head. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, I don't say it to make you mad. I don't say it to get a rise out of my audience. I say it because it's true. If you consider yourself a progressive, you have to stop and just take pause, stand back, and ask yourself about the sickness of that ideology. It is a sickness. It is a group of people who are constantly trying to get something from you while trying to convince you that they're helping you. I mean, that is a sick individual. I help people all the time. I have a friend. Her name is Lucretia. Lucretia has lived a life of pure hell. When I talk to her, I mean, this is a street chick. And Lucretia, I'm going to have her on the show. She will tell you, Kevin, I know nothing about nothing. But I'm going to tell you what. You know, she is that chick, right? You know what I tell her every time I have a phone call with her? I say, Lucretia, I go, you are not acting like a CEO. And then I just tell her, I go, here's the mindset of a CEO. And she gets, you can feel her energy. And she'll be, Kevin, I got to get off this phone. You got me so motivated. And I go, remember, Lucretia, when you get off this phone, you are the CEO of your corporation, the corporation of you. And if you are not promoting it, if you are not moving it forward, don't believe anybody else is. Because most people are trying to figure out how to get something from your corporation, not come up, not put something into it. And I'm going to make her a superstar. That's right. And believe it or not, she's the spokesperson for Tea Party Community, going all over the country right now speaking, talking about criminal justice reform and specifically the Philly project that we're working on. And she is going to be a superstar. It's taken a lot of effort because Lucretia is straight up street. But let me tell you, I want nothing from her. She and her husband have a little T-shirt business. You know, the first thing that we said, my board met, give her the T-shirt business that we were going to do. Let her make ours. In other words, we're going to contribute to your corporation. Then her husband didn't call me back when I wanted to get these shirts done. Didn't get me a quote. I called him up. I said, hey, Dave, when are you going to get me a quote on this? What is it that I have to do to bring you into the fold to make your family successful? I had his wife on the phone. And I said, hey, Lucretia, I told you guys this story a while back. I said, what is the one thing that black people do that is a detriment to our success? And she says, one, we fear success. I said, you're doggone right we do. And many of the people listening to this program, you do as well. Your kids do. You teach this fear of success. You don't even know how to be a winner. And that's a problem with Democrats. They've been so used to winning for no reason that their ideologies are crazy. So let me give you some ideas around these crazy folks who believe that killing babies is okay, in the womb, up to the point of birth. Now, I know that's not a critical issue for many of you, but it is for me, given that I could have been one of those, and quite frankly, so could you. The Democrats believe that they need to protect people on a border, people that have migrated 2,000 miles or 1,000 miles illegally to come here, versus protecting their own citizens, the very people who voted for them. They believe that illegal immigration is no such thing. But they also believe that you as a citizen have no rights over any other human being on the planet, despite your contribution to your own society. They believe in global climate farce, proven to increase emissions over the next few years, not decrease, increase, adding a bureaucracy layer that will cost trillions of dollars that has no proven science. And let me tell you, if you're one of the people out there, I have conservatives going, Kevin, listen, I'm a conservative, but I have to tell you, I believe in global warming. Then you are an idiot. You are a conservative idiot. You may believe in all the other conservative principles that we have, but let's just put it this way. On that topic, you're an idiot. I, as a black man and a scientist, understand, not that the black part matters, but I'm a scientist, and I can tell you with 100% accuracy that man-made global climate change is a farce. It is a made-up lie by the left. You want to look at Democrats and look at a system of failure? Look at the school system and tell me that you would turn that over to any Democrat. Why would you not take that back? You want to look at elitism by the leftists? Let me give you some examples. I will give you Joe Biden. I will give you Hunter Biden. I will give you Harvey Weinstein. I will give you Jeffrey Epstein. I will give you Hillary Clinton. I will give you Juicy Smollett. I'll give you all these elitists who have gotten off with crimes. And let me tell you, those are the ones you see. Those aren't the ones you're not seeing. All the people that in the FBI that have tried to get to Donald Trump and the CIA and the NSA and the Obama administration. The people who killed veterans on waiting lists, who allowed them to die. The people who allowed people to die in Benghazi. And I could go down the list. The people who ran guns into Mexico and so on and so forth. Scot-free. All of them. Democrats don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to even have your First Amendment rights, a free speech, or your Second Amendment right that says, I will protect myself at all cost. I don't care whether it's a gun, a laser, a sonic boom, you name it, I'm going to protect myself. Look at the things that Democrats run and tell me that there's a reason you want to be one. They run cities, right? You want to know what cities have? Cities have lots of black people. Democrats run black people. Do you want to live in one of these cities or be one of these black folks? Do you want to be one of the people that is getting beat down by cops, as the Democrats like to tell you, that's being oppressed at every turn? Look at the oppression that black people complain about. Tell me where they're complaining about it, and then tell me who they're actually complaining about. But we don't even know how to reach those folks and let them know. Do you realize how stupid your comment is? What about the education system Democrats run? What about Hollyweird? I was thinking back on these Hollywood movies where they slip in global climate change or some other nonsensical idea that leftists want to promote, and we gloss over it. We just gloss over it. There was a movie, Sabrina, with Harrison Ford, and he's a rich guy. And he pretends that he gave a building to the poor in order to get this chick to like him. He pretends. Hollywood is actually telling you about themselves. Oh, man. And what about that white supremacy? What happened to that with respect to Donald Trump? Suddenly we're shifting gears on Ukraine, but we did have the OK symbol, right? We did talk about that, right? Let me tell you something. It's tough to discuss white supremacy when Biden is doing it front and center.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our clips are starting to build up, so I want to play a couple of things that showcase the craziness of leftism as a whole. And we're going to begin with Tlaib and Holman talking about the border issue. And I'm sure you've heard this clip, but it's so worth it because this is the way I would handle Congress.
People, half of what was removed last year, there's no hearings on that. So, this is about transparency. Let's be factual about it.
The time of the gentleman has expired. Since you did address some comments at me, I'll just say that I didn't like it under the Obama administration either. In fact...
Well, being honest with the American people, you can't point out faults in the Trump administration when it happened under the Obama administration. That's dishonesty. It's pathetic and it's sad.
Mr. Holman, I control the time, and I am the chairwoman of the committee. Thank you for respecting that. I didn't like it under the Obama administration, and I'll remind you, Mr. Holman, that you also testified before Congress in support of the Obama's priorities enforcement program before the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 19th, 2016, which had a very different approach.
Well, can I respond to that?
No.
Of course not.
And I want to give you some time, but I do want to ask one quick question, and I want to make one quick statement. I find it very offensive that anybody would compare any federal employee, frankly, to someone who the Gestapo or running Nazi concentration camps. That is very offensive. I have 15 seconds, and I yield to you.
Thank you for saying that. I wish somebody in Democratic leadership would say that out loud. Look, you want to know why there's 50,000 people in detention? You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know why I have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border. You have failed to work with this president to close the three loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close. So if you want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people who are not securing the border and closing loopholes.
Mr. Holman, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Holman. He doesn't get to go beyond his time.
Mr. Holman, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority.
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
I love Holman's last part. I'm a citizen. See, the Democrats don't care about you being a citizen. He's like, yeah, I'm a bureaucrat, but don't forget, I have rights as a citizen. When I take off my bureaucrat hat, I have rights as a citizen. This is what, let me tell you, I know Rudy Giuliani's been subpoenaed, right? And he's going to have to testify. I'm curious. I really want to see how they handle this, because I think they got a serious trap. I think Trump has set a serious trap for him, and Rudy may just be the one to spring it. Anyway, we got another one here. Let's see. Here's Tlaib again. That was a Congresswoman Tlaib. But here's another one with Tlaib, and she's got a woman. I think they're going to be talking about guns. And so Congresswoman Tlaib asked this woman about winking.
I was reading because I want to know more about you and your beliefs, and I respect that. We all have different beliefs, but you call yourself a converted conservative and reformed Marxist. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
I think my politics are entirely irrelevant to this hearing.
Oh, okay. Why were you winking at one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle? You winked.
Because I know Glenn Grossman.
Oh, that's what it, so the winking, did he?
He introduced me. He's a friend of mine.
Okay, I understand. I didn't know what the winking was, because I thought maybe there was something like a conspiracy thing going on there. I didn't know.
You think there's a conspiracy in this hearing, ma'am?
No. I actually think people are speaking truth here, and you can provide information.
May I address the truth?
No.
Well, the truth to you is very different for the majority of people in this room who do believe that children are being
targeted. The truth for me is I quit smoking with these cigarettes, and so did 8 million other people.
You're still smoking.
I'm not smoking.
Oh, I was wrong. It wasn't about guns. It was about smoking. But, I mean, just think about the idea. Were you winking? Maybe there was a conspiracy. See, that's the way the left believes. See, they are so caught up in their own den of thieves and scoundrels and scumbags and skanks that everybody's in the midst of a conspiracy. It can't just be somebody's actually going to bring you real data and talk about real issues. Look. And I'll just use the smoking as a deal. I don't believe people should breathe smoke into their lungs. I think it's silly. It's like running into a fire and taking a deep breath. Now, I understand there's menthol and nicotine and all this great stuff in that smoke. Figure out another delivery method. You get one set of lungs. You get what I'm saying? And now, there's vaping. And there are people that believe that the vaping thing is the big tobacco saying, look, we still got a lot of infrastructure and tobacco. It's going to be tough to control vaping because that's essentially some form of air that we're putting a chemical in. And now we got to get into the chemical industry, and it's going to be a massive change. And even though I know that the big tobacco company, R.J.R. Reynolds, has invested 30% in a vaping company, they probably would sacrifice that in order to bring back just old-fashioned cigarettes. So anyway, the industry's working on sorting itself out. I'm not, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to breathe in your, unless somebody tells me this air is medicinal and it's going to improve the quality of your lungs, I'm just going to breathe in regular old air, okay? But if you want to have a discussion about it, have a legitimate one. Have one that isn't filled with lobbyists and influencers who are trying to sway you one way or the other. Have one that is based on true scientific evidence. So climate change is a perfect example. Nothing but a bunch of liars, paid off liars, who were given millions and millions of dollars, and because the investment was worth it. The return on that investment was trillions. Why not give a scientist $250,000 extra dollars a year to say what he would say? Let me tell you something. There are many of us, if they said, look, here's a harmless thing to say. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets hurt. Will you say this for $1 million? Yeah. Yeah, will you say, Kevin, blue cars, there's a thing because Melissa will not buy a red car. Red cars, you get more tickets with red cars. I don't know if that's true or not, but if somebody gave me $1 million to say it, I'd say it. I don't care because it doesn't really matter. The automakers just won't make as many red cars. We won't see as many red cars. Now, the red car people might be mad at me. Kevin, you made that statement, and you got people not wanting to make red cars. Well, hey, let me ask you this. Can you paint your own car? Are there auto body shops where you can paint your own? Yeah, okay, then go do that. Here's a couple of bones. Go do it. I'll help finance it. I don't care. And so what I'm getting at is there are people who look at global climate change and say, look, in the end, it doesn't matter. It's a big money grab. Let me tell you, if we wanted to get on the other side of this issue, I'm talking about a person like myself. I want you to imagine. If I became a spokesperson on behalf of global climate nonsense and said, yeah, look, I was a non-believer, now I'm a believer, with my personality and good looks and charm, how much money do you think I could make if I went on that side of the issue? Al Gore would be flying me around. Al Gore would throw me the keys to his private jet. So that's what I'm talking about. But I won't do it because there isn't enough money for me to go against principle.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not happy with California Democrat Adam Schiff, who's leading the House impeachment inquiry.
He should be forced to resign from Congress, Adam Schiff. He's a lowlife.
The president, talking with reporters at the White House, also says,
I saw Schiff trying to go 15, you know, call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy.
Authorities are describing the crash of a vintage B-17 military plane Wednesday morning at Bradley International Airport in Connecticut.
The aircraft attempted to return to the runway. It circled around the airport, but unfortunately, upon touchdown, the aircraft obviously lost control, struck what's known as our de-icing facility here. Those are tanks that contain de-icing fluid as well as a maintenance facility.
There are fatalities and multiple people were taken to area hospitals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about white privilege earlier. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast, and I can see the commercials now. Black people, don't you try to get your crackhead kid on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. That's for rich white Democrats. This message brought to you by the GOP. Yeah. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Lots going on. So there was a change of whistleblower rules. As it turns out, scumbag swamp rat Gina Haspel, the CIA director for an Obama holdover, and another one of these people that, you know, is against Donald Trump, she was responsible for this. Here's a clip on it.
This story, and joins us today from Nashville. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so you used to have seen it with your own two eyes or heard it with your own two ears. When did they change it?
The change is to eliminate the requirement for firsthand information and whistleblower complaints happened between May 2018 and August 2019. And it used to be required that you had to offer direct, personal, firsthand evidence or else this particular complaint, which is known as an urgent concern complaint, would be dismissed by the intelligence community inspector general. And that was changed sometime in the last year. And when we asked the DNI and the ICIG for information on who changed it, when and why, they straight up refuse to answer that question.
Well, that's one of the that's part of the intel community. They keep a lot of secrets, don't they?
They certainly do, but when it comes to public documents about public concern, about public impeachment trials, they need to be transparent.
Indeed they do. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Joe Posobiec, I believe Joe is on OAN, and he says, he tweeted this, Adam Schiff's intel staffer held a secret meeting with Biden-tied former president of Ukraine just 12 days after the whistleblower complaint. Trip was sponsored by a group that is funded by Burisma Holdings. We were never supposed to know. Another tweet. I don't remember who did this one. It says, Adam Schiff sent a congressional staffer on a trip to the Ukraine days after, in quote, whistleblower filed their complaint against Trump. Who funded the trip? Burisma, the gas company that paid Hunter Biden $50,000 a month because of his last name. The sitting, and then this is a, somebody actually said this, a Democrat. The sitting attorney general can't investigate Ukraine collusion. Only Mueller and congressional Democrats can investigate the collusion. That's what people are saying the Democrats are positioning. So they want Barr to recuse himself, etc. It's funny. I look at the Democrats and their strategies, and they, when they were in control of Pete Sessions, and they had Rod Rosenstein, and they had Comey and others, and now they have to use the media to position everything. it's all falling apart because, I mean, as you start to connect the dots on all these different things, oh, we're going to make a whistleblower be able to use hearsay evidence, not even things you heard directly. I mean, can you imagine, you know, you can get paid to be a whistleblower. Millions of dollars. There are people who've been paid millions of dollars because if you blow the whistle on somebody, the government has a thing where they pay you a certain amount of money. Well, now you don't even have to have seen it. You can, as I jokingly said the other day, my cousin Ray Ray cousin them, they saw it. They heard about it. I could report stuff at the highest levels of government and be nowhere near it. As I mentioned, Gina Haspel, that the CIA, they won't say this, but I've heard from internal sources that it was Gina Haspel who, when Donald Trump appointed her as CIA director and we started looking into her history, and I knew all the stuff related to her. By the way, before I even get to that, when you see that there is a, and I'm not trying to be a sexist here, but when you see that somebody's appointed a woman to head the head of that, of an agency like the CIA, it makes you take pause because she was appointed during the Obama administration. It has nothing to do with her ability. And for the record, I didn't know who she was. But as I started looking at her record, I was like, why would you make her head of the CIA? There are many, many people more qualified. But when you see that, you got to wonder. Then I started looking, oh, well, she's an Obama appointee. Oh, it makes sense because, you know, he wants to show, oh, put women in power. And then Donald Trump takes this woman and makes her head of, I'm going, who recommended this? Now, unless, I'm just speaking out loud here, but unless Trump was trying to see who would you recommend, then he knew then, okay, this is a swamp rat, because nobody would theoretically recommend Gina Haspel to lead the CIA. I got my swamp rat. I got an incompetent at the head of the CIA, so now I can get things figured out, which certainly makes sense. Keep your enemies close, keep your friends close, and your enemies closer. Then I get it, because I don't get it on any other level. Gina Haspel. Whistleblower. Folks, let me... So Rudy's been subpoenaed, and I can't... I mean, there's a part of me that says I cannot wait to see the outcome of all of the things that are now beginning to creep up, and what we're talking, and all the stuff that we're watching unfold in this Ukrainian conspiracy, the Ukrainian collusion. And the reason why my mind, I'm putting you inside of my head, which it's not a dangerous place, but it's an interesting place. But I always go back to, what were you talking about before? Before you talked about Ukrainian, this or that, what was it that Adam Schiff said he was going to give us, right? I'm just using him as one example. Adam Schiff said, I'm going to give you evidence of Russian collusion. We have clips of this. Don't even bother to go back. Adam Schiff says, I have evidence of Donald Trump and Russian collusion. And that was what was going to bring him down. And we got all of this information with Mueller. They call Mueller in. The Democrats made it appear that Mueller was going to be the death knell of Donald Trump. And it completely backfired. Then they told us that Donald Trump obstructed. And they wanted us to believe that Donald Trump was in a conspiracy. He was obstructing the people in terms of getting Mueller fired. I want to stop for a second and try to put you in the mindset of a guy that didn't get fired, and you want to convince everybody that Donald Trump obstructed, the president, the leader of the free world, obstructed because he conspired to get the man fired, a man that, by the way, he can legitimately fire, not constitutionally, but because of legislative efforts. He can legitimately fire for whatever reason he chooses. He didn't fire him, but they want you to believe there was obstruction in him not firing the man that supposedly was threatened to be fired. I couldn't give you a better example of leftism than that right there. Until, hold my beer, until Joe Biden and Hunter Biden came along. Now, this has been brewing for some time, since the time that Joe sat his bony butt in the second seat of the Oval Office, a whistle away from being president of the United States, an abject idiot. And you've got Joe Biden, who is negotiating deals for his crackhead son. And the Democrats now say, oh, the president of the United States telling the country, look, you're looking into corruption. You might want to look at our former vice president and his son, because all people are starting to ask questions over here. If you're going to address corruption, you might want to look into this. And suddenly, Donald Trump is the bad guy. Forget that Joe Biden, exercising the most heinous white privilege I've ever seen, gets his crackhead son put on the board of a company. And a company that he knows nothing about. He doesn't know an ounce about energy. And he's making 50 grand a year. And the Democrats, some want to rally around him, some want to throw him to the wolves. But at the end of the day, they all want to get Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump, the leader of a country, talking to another leader, both countries embroiled in corruption. And he says, you might want to look into this too. We're going to look into your guys, and you should be looking into ours. Let's stamp out corruption. So what the Democrats are effectively telling the country and the world is this, folks. We don't care about corruption. We don't care. We're not really looking to solve any problems here. Our goal is to get Trump. We couldn't get him with Mueller. We couldn't get him with Comey. We couldn't get him with Mueller. We couldn't get him with all the other tactics and nonsense. We couldn't get him with our media. We couldn't get him with the Holly weirdos. We couldn't get him on anything. Couldn't get him on his taxes. Couldn't get him on womanizing and racism and anti-Semitism and whatever else, anti-gayism and whatever. So we're just going to keep making stuff up until we finally get him. And you know what happened? People got smart. They're getting smarter every single day. And you should be part of it. You should be the ones out there saying, man, you people are crazy. You have a Democratic Party that wants to help a white nationalist, segregationist, loving son of a father of a crackhead get a position on a board. And then you have the nerve to talk about white privilege to me. Shut up. Get out of my face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. And I'll never let that happen.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The president could not be more right.
And he already said what his tactics were going to be when the Democrats decided to attack him. I pay attention to him. I listen to the vibe. You know, I can feel the vibe. And occasionally when I get these clips, I go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But then what I do is I say, what would I do? What would I do? I have access to all this information. If it were me, I would say, NSA, what information do you keep, CIA? Because we're going to expose it all. Whatever is out there, if it's a trigger on Ukraine, I want it all exposed. I want anybody talking about it inside of my government. I'm talking about my administration, any of it. It's going to be exposed. That's what I would do. I would declassify. I'd make sure everybody knew everything about everybody. Because that'll keep it clean. See, because the Democrats are horse trading in D.C. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are horse trading. They're saying, look, I know this information about you, so if you don't tell about me, I won't tell about you, but let's all commonly go after such and such. And the Republicans are bad about it. Because, number one, they're on list. Republicans, you know, they cross-dress and have their orgies and do whatever else they're doing. And as opposed to exposing their dirty, they got to toe the line. And the Democrats know this because, see, we come off sanctimonious. We want people to believe we don't do anything bad or do anything that might, you know, cause the public to go, oh, okay. So the Democrats have us over a barrel, but they don't. They can do whatever they want. Pedophiles, rapists, you name it. Because all that the Republicans are going to do is vote to pay millions of dollars to cover up the corruption of the Democrats and pretend it didn't happen. And then they call it representation. You're being represented. And Trump says, no, we're going to declassify. I'm happy to give you guys the data.
General is one of the most respected people in this country, and he has been for a long period of time. He's going to look at a lot of documents. Some he might find interesting, maybe he'll find none interesting. But for over a year, people have asked me to declassify. So what I've done is I've declassified everything. He can look. And I hope he looks at the UK, and I hope he looks at Australia, and I hope he looks at Ukraine. I hope he looks at everything. Because there was a hoax that was perpetrated on our country. It's the greatest hoax. Excuse me. It's the greatest hoax probably in the history of our country, and somebody has to get to the bottom of it. We'll see. But for a long period of time, they've wanted me to declassify, and I did.
Yep. He already said what he's going to do. They wanted it. I gave it to him. But let me explain something to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It ain't over. Not by a long shot. See, this is the can of worms that Donald Trump wanted opened. And he's like, oh, you guys want transparency? I'll give you transparency. Be careful what you wish for. What is one of the first documents that Donald Trump gave as transparency was the very conversation he had with the Ukrainian president. He's threatening. He's doing all this. Okay, fine. Boom. Here you go. Now, those of you that listen to the show, you're saying, Kevin, you've already said this. I have said it. But I'm going to drive home a bigger point. So keep your mouth shut, okay? Woo! We're having fun. So, Donald Trump says, here you go. It was a warning. The Democrats don't understand how to read Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in a negotiation, a very sophisticated negotiation. He's saying, clean up your act. Clean up your act. I know the people that you've got in place. This is just my opinion, because this is what I would be doing. I would have people that I know are crooked in certain places, and I'd have people watching them. They'd be watching their electronics. They'd be watching everything. I'm just telling you how I would do it. I don't know how you do it in the letter of the law. Do you go get the FBI to investigate Gina Haspel of the CIA? I don't know how you do it, you know, in terms of legally, but what I would be doing is figuring out, I know this person is crooked. I want this person investigated. I've intentionally left them in place because I know they're lying. I know they're a scoundrel. So I would be investigating them. And then, as all these things unravel, I would say, well, let me help you connect the dots. This person did this, and this, and this, and this, and here's your data, and here's your data, and here's your data, and here are your documents, and here's what you can see. So what Donald Trump has done is he's put out a warning to the left that here's what's about to happen to you. And he did it. He said, okay, you want the Ukrainian conversation? Here you go. Now, what did the left do? They took that conversation and said, see, we told you he's doing this, because that's the only thing they have. They have to be able to spin it. So what they're trying to spin there is the idea that Donald Trump says, here's the conversation. No, his transparency proves that he's hiding stuff. They even went as far as to say, well, he moved the conversation to a secret server. So he still gave it to you. No, the fact of him moving it makes it questionable. Now they're testing you on the chain of evidence. Did it get altered? Now we're hearing that Mike Pompeo was on the call, right? Then we're hearing that Rudy Giuliani was acting. So now the ruse begins again. The circus starts. Let's get them all into Congress and we're going to talk. And it's going to backfire, because at some point, Donald Trump's going to drop another truth bomb. Here's some more declassified information. Here's some more. Let me tell you what's happening in D.C. Guys like A.G. Barr, and there are patriots in this country, even Democrats, who say, I see this has gone way too far. This has gone beyond the norm. It's gone way too far, and we have to stop it. We have a guy who is trying. I mean, understand, D.C. hates this exposure. They hate it. They hate that Donald Trump is ushering in a time of real transparency. Not that crap that Baby Black Jesus proposed and said, we're going to have the most transparent administration in the history of America. Whatever. He's lying. It was the least transparent administration in history. The least. We have so much access to data that if Barack Obama showed us what really went on in his administration, he would be... I mean, he'd be tarred and feathered. People would be looking at this administration and looking at him and the Democrats in a way that you've never seen. It was so corrupt. And Trump comes along and says, no. They want him. He's a liar. He does this, he does that. And here's what's most interesting about this. While all this stuff is going on and Donald Trump is battling the biggest behemoth, the very behemoth that he inherited, that he runs... While he's battling that, he's building the best economy, the best foreign policy that we've had in decades. Decades. I just want you to understand, the Democrats, I get why they invest in their crazy ideas and the stuff that they're doing against Donald Trump. Because if you let this man go unfettered, if you allow him to do what he does best and not give him some resistance, America would be... I mean, it's amazing now. Can you? I want you to imagine a stock market at 32,000. I want you to imagine a job market and an education system that's working, and a job market that's where for decades we know we're in good shape. We've got manufacturing back. We've got people working and moving around. I want you to imagine a country where crime is down 50-60%. People are actually happy again. I want you to imagine a country that is focused on itself, getting out of wars, working with countries using our economy that will probably grow by 3 or 4 percentage points and grow from being a quarter of the world's GDP to being 28-29% of the world's GDP and so on. If you let Donald Trump go unfettered, that's exactly what would happen. And everybody would be having so much prosperity, nobody would want to vote for a Democrat. Now, if the Democrats were smart and they were working with him and they said, look, here's where we agree, and then here's some places where we sort of disagree, people wouldn't really care. Donald Trump isn't an ideologue. He doesn't care whether you profess to be a Democrat or Republican. This is a dude that has worked with more Democrats than probably any president I know. But they won't let him do it, because they know if Donald Trump gets a hold of this economy without any interference, bad news for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.